Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
All right, welcome back. More of the Connor Apper Show here on 1620 The Zone and on 1620thezone.com. The VIP Club is hot right now with vlogs. It's hot with vlogs.
We just saw one in the wild.
Now there's two hot vlogs.
Two hot vlogs, and you can get them all straight to your inbox, 1620thezone.com. That is where you sign up. There will also be news, various segments that we do directly to you, like a newsletter of sorts. And get signed up for that at 1620thezone.com. We encourage it greatly. Last night in college basketball, we had their first one seed die last night.
We did.
It took until the second weekend. It took until the Sweet 16, but we had our first one seed die last night, and it was little baby North Carolina who poopied in their little pants.
Whoa. Cody?
Just like Cody. So North Carolina has got a one-point lead with like a minute left, and they're, you know, you usually go into kind of protect mode. At the very least, you want to get a really good shot late in the shot clock in that possession.
You want to slow it up.
What you wanted to slow it up. And what North Carolina decided to do, or one guy in particular, Jalen Withers,
this
I don't know
idiot.
If he's related to Bill or not.
R.I.P.
He decided top of the key three-pointer with a minute left and 15 left on the shot clock with a one-point lead. He has shot 19 threes this year up until that moment and only made four of them. And he said, bleep it, I'm letting it rip. And because of he obviously missed that shot.
Yes,
and then,
needless to say.
It's almost like Alabama wanted him to take that shot.
Yeah.
Dude, how about, too, North Carolina's last, I will call it the last real possession of the game when they're down by four and it takes forever for them to get a two. And it's like, what are you doing?
They poopied in their little pants
and now,
like Cody.
So two things. One, an actual thought, and one a thought just on our travel schedule tomorrow. The actual thought is this. Bama versus Clemson. We saw this so many times in football. And
yeah,
now
you
it's
should be excited about this.
This is a football matchup. Now it's for a trip to the Final Four. I don't like this. I would rather North Carolina be in this basketball game and certainly not freaking Clemson. The other take that I have is I'm stunned that that is the late game tomorrow and that the Illinois game versus UConn, which I think is the more intriguing and interesting game because of all the points, that will happen when we are flying. Thankfully,
yeah.
We can watch stuff on our computers on on the old Southwest. I can't believe that that's the early game tomorrow. That'll be, I mean, because we're leaving like 20 minutes before that game starts. It'll be perfect.
I thought that
share a computer screen happened.
I thought that the TV networks get
Or do they designate this early?
I don't know if they designated it early or if they actually get the opportunity to decide which one goes where.
Let's see. I'll look at Sunday.
Yeah, TBD.
No, yeah, TBD. It says TBD for everything.
So
yeah.
They can mix up the times, I think,
very
however
weird.
They like to.
Yeah.
But yeah, that is odd. I mean, we'll have UConn and Illinois. And, guys, I think
– it's time to say it.
I think I'm finally there.
UConn's good.
The UConn versus the field thing, it's officially become UConn.
We were talking about that right before the show because what UConn
they
is –
they are an absolute dump truck.
Yeah.
Just wrecking people.
And go and as you mentioned earlier on in the show, you took – San Diego State to win the second half yesterday.
Yeah.
Obviously, that did not happen.
It did.
Wild
and
it was just bet another, by you.
Well, you know what? I'll take some of the blame, too. I tried to talk him into it.
He was encouraging me.
Yes, I definitely – because I was like, that sounds good. Yeah, why can't they – because all they have to do is then lose by eight. That sounds real, right? They can lose the game by eight.
I was trying to will it into existence a bit, I think.
How have they been able to do this, man? Like, they are – I know that we mentioned it yesterday. There hasn't been a repeat champion since Florida. And I remember going into that NCAA tournament with that second Florida team. It was Joakim Noah and a bunch of other guys that were seniors. Was there a Horford on that team? I can't even remember all the guys on that Florida team. But I remember all year long, like, congrats on winning it last year. I just don't think that you're going to do it. And they just – they were that team because they just they could, whether it was relying on the experience that they had. Obviously, it was a super veteran roster. Billy Donovan was at the peak of his powers with that program, and they just ran through it. And there was a certain point in that tournament where I remember thinking, uncle, it's going to be Florida again. And it seems that UConn is now doing it. It's just, have we gotten too cute because we don't see repeat champions or we don't see teams do this? We rarely see the best team in college basketball win it all in the tournament. Or maybe rarely is too strong. But so maybe I'm just trying to talk myself into them not doing it most of the year. But we get to this point now where they're 3 wins away. They're 8.5-point favorites against a really good team.
Yeah,
all right, never mind.
If you ask me, and we asked this question plenty like a month ago, like UConn versus the field. Obviously, it's the field. A couple weeks ago, UConn, before the tournament, you know, UConn versus the field. I'm still going to go with the field, even though we've seen the draws at that point.
Yeah.
But the draw doesn't matter for them.
No, it does
not.
Because
they can play in any way. Like, their Final Four matchup is, you know, assuming they beat Illinois, which, I mean.
Yeah. I'll take them to beat Illinois.
Their Final Four matchup is the winner of Alabama and Clemson.
Yeah, so they're playing in the national championship. Really, that's what we're talking about here.
Unless Illinois goes off on offense. Like, that is, I mean.
You don't think Illinois can give them a game?
They can give them a game.
I think that's the best opportunity. You know, they'll have, if it's Illinois and then Alabama, it's a couple teams that want to speed things up a little bit. They want to, get out and run. And if they have a hot shooting day, you know, maybe they could just beat them with that. But that's what it would be at this point. It wouldn't be like, oh, you know, I think their personnel matches up, you know, and this is a good. No, it would just be like, well, they got to get hot. Mm-hmm. They got to get hot. They got to make a whole bunch of shots and beat them that way. But right now, they are obviously far and away the front runner to win the national championship. But I honestly don't see it at this point. I think they're going to win the national championship.
Well, and again, looking at the matchups, not to poo-poo Illinois too much, but all of the teams that I would want or that I would pick to beat them are on the other side. And that's the thing, is they get to avoid some combination of Houston, Purdue, throw Creighton, Tennessee in there until the championship game. Like, that's the positive for them, is all of those teams, I guess Gonzaga, all of those teams are on the other side. So they only have to beat one of those teams one single time rather than having to go through Houston, having to go through Tennessee, having to go through Purdue.
If you're picking UConn to lose, you're just saying, oh, well, maybe they'll have a bad day.
Sure.
They haven't had a bad day.
They
haven't had a bad day since that February day in Omaha.
See, and that's the thing. I am someone who does believe in experience, in playing in big games, and being able to rely on that experience in the big games, and the idea of raising your level of play to match the moment. And that's the thing. Yes, they lost to Creighton, and that this is not taking anything away from Creighton that night, because that was a spectacular night for the program and one that the people involved will never forget. But it was also a February basketball game.
Yeah.
And so
in Omaha,
it's different when you get to this time of year. And that's why, I mean, it's why they are a machine right now. Dude, they're toying with these teams. They're not even giving them a chance to feel like, oh, we could do it. We could do it.
Yeah, the advantage that, I guess, I mean, Creighton is the only team left in the field that's beat them, right? I mean,
In the whole tournament?
Yeah, left. I would assume so.
Yeah, I don't even remember all their losses.
I don't think UConn.
What, do they have 3 losses this whole year?
So, yes, that's definitely.
All right, let's see who they lost to this season.
Who did they lose to this season?
And, of course, I end up going to the wrong
one. Why don't you pull up my little Ken Palm?
I know. Okay, they lost to Kansas. They're gone. They lost to Seton Hall. They're not even in the tournament in Creighton. Yeah. I know. I do need to.
So, like, if Creighton gets to the national championship, at least you could convince yourself, like, hey, this could happen because it's happened before.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. It seems like a wild upset if UConn were to lose at this point. And, like, he's like is up on Josh's graphic right now, Elite Eight preview, Clemson-Bama is the other side. Josh might be interested.
No.
It's football?
No.
Football,
Josh. No, that's when
remember when Clemson and Bama played each other in the national championship?
But I wasn't even getting interested in those by the end. You know what's going to happen? So that game will start about the time we land in Omaha, and you know what I'm going to do when I get home?
Probably go to bed.
No, I'm going to go to bed.
Bed?
I'm going to go to sleep.
7 o'clock.
Probably not at 7, but okay. I'll have it on. But I'm not, am I interested? Hell no.
Oh.
One of those teams is going to make the Final Four. That sucks. See, I'm someone
Alabama being in the Final Four. I know it's Alabama, but they're a fun team.
Yeah, I
they're
guess.
A fun watch.
I don't like them after last year. No thanks. You know I don't like it when a good football program also gets to be good at basketball. You don't need this much joy in your life. Spread the joy around.
Wow.
Why can't I have some of the joy?
You don't want that one guy, that one Alabama fan, the Willie guy or whatever? Yeah, his name is Willie.
Who's this?
He loves his Roll Tide Willie.
Does he know Cody? Damn it, Cody.
I hate Cody.
We all do.
I was forced to watch a Roll Tide Willie video by someone in the office this week.
Oh, I don't even know who this is.
Yeah, he just says Roll Tide a lot. He doesn't speak very good
English. I don't like this guy. Ryan says, are we sure Josh likes sports? I love sports. Mm-hmm. I just don't want to watch Alabama and Clemson.
I think you like football.
I do like football.
Is Roll Tide Willie that Twitter that John found that he kept trying to mimic that dude's accent on those tweets?
This is a different guy.
I think that's a different guy. I wouldn't want to see videos of that guy.
It was funny, by the way, speaking of the idea of me liking sports, when we talked to the Three Men Weave guys, I just allowed Happer to kind of lead the discussion. I was just like, I'm just going to nod my head along.
Frankie Fiddler.
Yep, basketball. Those are some takes.
By the way, Tennessee on our odds board right in front of us here. Tennessee, 3.5-point favorite side. When we started the weekend, it was
grown.
Two and a half. What's happened? Wow, Creighton plus 150.
Yeah, people.
What's going on here, Happer?
I got him at, I think, 125.
Yeah,
I might have to double down on it.
Is there some injury news that we don't know about?
No, there's not that. There's just people liking Tennessee. And that's the funny thing. Gosh, because you know what Alabama has in common with UConn? They lost to Creighton.
They did.
So, I mean,
wow.
Like, you can really convince yourself.
Creighton could have two wins over Final Four teams.
And I kind of like Creighton against Purdue. I like that matchup.
Nick asked the question the first day we were here. Do you have a hot take for the rest of the tournament? And mine was, I could see Creighton in the Final Four, or I kind of think that they're going to make the Final Four. And I do think that if they win tonight, I think they're going to the Final Four.
Creighton has the style of team and plays a style of offense that could beat Houston.
Mm-hmm.
And then they've beaten UConn and they've beaten Alabama.
If Creighton wins tonight, Happer is going to have to figure out how can I get a refund on my flight to Vegas because I have to go to Arizona. I think that's what's going to happen.
It might be.
I think that's what's going to happen.
It might be because after tonight, if they get through tonight, there is a real path to Creighton winning the national championship.
Happer, my God.
Is that – I just said it out loud. I feel weird about it.
Yeah. Connor,
it
was like so many people are going to quote that.
Go ahead.
Yeah, make it a break. Kyle, turn on the TikTok camera.
I thought Creighton could be a one seed, Connor.
You did say that.
They get through tonight. There is a real path. Look at me. Hold on. Let me pick up the TikTok cam.
Yeah. Kyle, turn on the TikTok camera.
What is this stupid thing?
It's caught in the cables. There we go.
Listen to me.
Here, wait. Here we go. I got you. Can we remove?
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Can we remove the graphic.
Okay.
There we go. All right.
ISO play. Everybody, clear out.
If Creighton beats Tennessee tonight, there is a real path to the Creighton Blue Jays winning the national championship. That's all. Thank you. Let me put this back down.
All right. What a video.
Get the TikTok cam out.
There Amazing. We go. What a video.
Is there not?
No, I think you're right.
So, I mean, that's
it's
that's
definitely the worst
the
matchup
tonight.
On the board.
Isn't that wild? And UConn. Let's not forget that they would probably have to play UConn.
They would have to play UConn, which they have beaten.
They have beaten. People forget. Tony says, I texted Stephen Ashworth and gave them the motivation of John Bishop shaving his head and beard.
Whoa. If John's going to shave his head?
If Creighton
and
wins
beard.
The title.
John has such great hair.
If Creighton wins the title, he will shave all of his facial hair except for his eyebrows.
This was all his idea, by the way.
Yeah, he brought this up. We didn't even have to goad him into it.
Oh, my.
Mike says, that is so good, especially with Josh laughing in the background.
Charles says on YouTube, Dion will leap off of a building if Creighton wins the national championship.
Dion.
Good thing Ryan he's in the middle of the state, though. There's not a lot of tall buildings there.
That's true.
Ryan says, Kalkbrenner versus Edie needs to happen.
I want to watch that, too.
I agree.
Yeah, I wonder what time that would be. Crap, that would be on Easter. So many things in my family on Easter.
Imagine Zach Edie going up against a tree man like Ryan Kalkbrenner. And the thing about tree man is that he does not foul. Zach Edey goes
here
to
we
the
go.
Free
this
throw
is
going to
make people mad. Don't bring this up.
Because, Creighton gets foul calls all the time. And look at all the foul discrepancies for them throughout the year. No, they don't foul.
Wow.
They do not foul.
Can't believe you
especially
said this.
Ryan Kalkbrenner.
Yeah.
And so there's no, like, he's going to be out there,
mm-hmm.
and he's going to be out there against backup bigs. Like, that's, I don't know. I'm freaking out here a little bit. I just whipped myself into a bit of a tizzy.
Yeah.
Thinking about
the tizzy boys.
The tizzy boys.
By the way, the Sunday games, which is, it's Easter Sunday, by the way. People forget that it's Easter Sunday, are at 1 Central. We'll be back in God's time. 1 Central and 3:55 Central. Knowing that Duke or Houston is going to win and Creighton would not play in that game, my guess is that would be the later game. So if Creighton wins tonight, I think they're playing at 1 o'clock on Sunday. So you can enjoy some Easter ham and Creighton Blue Jay basketball.
Everybody will be wearing their pastels.
Oh, yeah.
Some deviled eggs.
I don't know if I've ever watched a Creighton game in Fremont, Nebraska, but that's what I would be doing because I'll be in Fremont on Sunday.
Do you think Creighton will wear their powder blues for Easter?
They should.
Got to wear the pastel.
That would be nice.
Mm.
They are a Jesuit school as well. Hashtag Jesus.
Careful.
How many He Is Risen puns will there be if Creighton wins to go to the Final Four?
So many. Well, so many.
Nick, looks like Nick wanted to make a joke.
Nick's
trying to
make a point.
We don't have to, Nick. It's okay.
Well, today's Friday, which is famously the day Jesus died.
Good Friday.
Was put in the cave.
People forget. Yeah.
And then he comes back on Sunday.
The tomb, Nick.
I've always seen it as a cave with a big rock in front of it.
It's a version of a cave.
Yeah. Are tombs caves? Poll question.
Not today.
Every depiction I've ever seen Every depiction I've ever seen of the tomb has just been a cave with a rock that they kind of put
in front of it. It's a boulder. Isn't it a boulder?
I think it's a boulder.
Boulder,
yeah.
Rock. What's the difference?
A lot.
One's
hashtag
bigger.
Is
a boulder just a big rock?
Is a boulder just a big rock?
How many people did it take, allegedly, to move that rock in
it
front of that?
It didn't. It just moved,
it just
didn't
moved?
It? No,
I thought.
Oh, that's right.
No,
never
the
mind.
First
the Romans. The Romans moved it.
They were really good at moving
things. No, it moved itself.
No, the first time?
No, I believe, Jesus
moved
it.
No, I think the second time when he left, it moved itself. But I think the first time they just...
Oh, they closed it, yeah.
All right,
yeah.
You guys watch Passion of the Christ for Movie Club.
I've only seen that once. I have no desire to ever watch that movie again.
That's the way to view that movie, yes.
Yeah, that's a violent movie.
Mike says he is risen, that he is Baylor Shireman.
Is that blasphemy?
Yeah, Happer said that, not me.
That was Mike.
Yeah, Mike said that, not
it's
us.
It's a comment.
I remember... And Matt Foster, who filled in for me recently, in a tweet that he eventually deleted last year, he wrote Baylor Shire him. And then he quickly deleted it, which made me
laugh.
Was
it on Easter?
It was not on Easter. It was not. Baylor Shire him.
Mm.
He is him. There you go. That's basketball. Wow.
Chance. Do we have to normalize reading chance comments?
Yeah.
Or not?
It's a great question.
Only if they're about one specific thing is usually when we read them.
Yeah, okay. That's true.
Okay.
That's true.
All right.
Oh, man.
All right. Let's take a quick time out here.
Solid idea.
We are at Stadium Swim here at Circa in Las Vegas. The Royals aren't playing today, so my shirt will remain on.
Baseball's already done?
How do you only have one? Is it not a series?
This is how they kind of do it on opening weekend. You take a day
so
off.
Stupid.
Baseball, it's so dumb. Wow.
Hey, let's open up against the Sweet 16 and then take a day off. That's great
for
the sport.
So how many games are there today? Oh, there they are. What's that?
There's a lot.
It looks like 11 games, but there are famously 30 teams, so there's 8 teams not playing.
I think the Rockies and Diamondbacks are playing again. That'll be fine.
Nah, I'm okay.
They are. They are indeed playing.
Baseball.
Okay.
Wow.
We're off and running. A lot of Jesus talk.
A lot of Jesus
more
talk.
Jesus takes, send them our way. That's fine. We need a hashtag topic alert.
Yeah, send in your topics for us, please.
Let's do a quick segment on the other side, then we'll talk to Munson at the top of the hour.
Perfect.
Coming back on the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone.